Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org. Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000.
Sacred Space is a safe space drop-in center for youth seeking a place to be, to find a short refuge from violence or an abusive environment, to find loving kindness, compassion, and to experience the creative medicine of art and expression. It is a place of the heart and soul awakening. Sacred Space in Sacramento, California, an innovative program by our community, all for one and one for all.
Beneath that beautiful heart, you Yes, there's a beautiful heart in your chest.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was Paul Lustenegger, his track, My Heart. Wonderful human being, and know him very well. We were in India last year and had a phenomenal time together on the mountaintop. I hope today finds you in a good spirit. I've been working through a lot of interesting things within my own energetic field, and they've been very enlightening for me. And I look at enlightenment not like the final destination, but the fact that I'm getting more clarity, more insight to me and the role that I'm here to play, not the role I want to play, the role that God wants me to play, the role that the destiny has carved out for me to play, and me being humble enough to be able to embrace that. I hope that made sense. You know, we can be looking towards trying to do something that we think we're supposed to be doing and spend a lot of decades in going after that, and lots of ups and downs, ins and outs, successes, failures, maybe more failures than successes. And then we wake up one morning realizing, but hey, I think I'm supposed to be doing something else. And for those of us who have found our call, that's great. Just make sure you stay true and humble to that, because that's your beauty and that's where your peace of mind will come from. And those of us who are looking to find the call by looking at other people, stop. Just stop. People will not be the course of your direction, even though being in their energetic field will begin to tap your conscience to remind you, I think you should be going right, not left. And that's basically what I feel our interconnectedness is all about. It's like energy is bouncing off of each other's energies, since we're souls and we're all energy, soul is an energy, then when we get in front of each other, stuff just starts to bounce off or in or collide or commune. And it's all because of the energy with each other. And that's what I think we're all needing to learn. But we're getting so caught up in the gender, the race, the looks, the lack of look, the hair, the skin tone, the quality of the skin, you know, the country, the language or the religion. I think all of that has taken us just so far away from who we need to be. And there's a lot of division inside of the self, which is really not making us feel whole again. Just imagine doing the same thing over and over again until it becomes just your normal nature. And you even wake up feeling uncomfortable and accepting, oh, if I wake up feeling good, I don't know what I'll do to myself. Some of us have those stories, and we're going to have to sort it through. So whether it seems as if everything is absolutely right, you look at people's external lives and you go, that's perfect, that's what I want to live. And then you live with them and you go, not really. Then somebody might externally look like things aren't so well, and you live with them and they're so sweet. Things are really well. It's a journey, and we're being called to be very authentic, very honest, very real with our own feelings, our own emotions. We have to own who we are and own the humility to change what we no longer need in our lives. You're listening to America Meditating Radio, and I am your host, Sister Jenna. Today we're proud to welcome Sandra Biskind, and I hope that was right, who is a global thought leader, international speaker, spiritual mentor, and number one best-selling author. Now, Sandra is said to have a unique gift to identify and eradicate the unconscious programs that undermine success, instantly amplifying her clients' ability to live freely and thrive. Yay, Sandra! She also offers a rare combination of business savvy, transformational leadership, and soul enhancement and enrichment. She's committed to working with leaders who are passionate about attaining the next level of success, but also making global impact. Jack Canfield, who's our dear friend, has so embraced the work of Sandra and her husband, Daniel, that after working with them personally, he brought them in to engage with his entire staff, calling the results truly life-changing and magical. Sandra and Daniel are the authors of the newly released book, Codebreaker, Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You. Today we welcome Sandra Biskind to the air. Hi, Sandra.
Oh, hi, Sister Jenner. It's just an honor to be with you.
Oh, well, congratulations on your new book. How's it doing?
Thank you. Oh, it's changing lives. It's doing exactly what it was meant to do. talking about living by divine guidance. And I thought, you know, everything about this book has come from divine guidance. And you're so right. You know, you really have to tap in to that inner voice and that inner game to find what it is that we're here to do and who we're here to be. And I think this book is presenting a system that's going to really help people do that.
And it's such a fine art, you know, because sometimes you find yourself intellectually having all the right answers. Like this morning, after my morning meditation at 4, I found myself saying, you know, intellectually, I'm not afraid of death. But real time, will this soul really slip out of this body easily if it had to? I'd be like, no. And so, yeah, there's a
well,
very,
would you like
very
the answer to that
line.
Question?
Sure.
I'll give you the answer to that question. And the answer to that question is yes, the soul goes beautifully with grace and ease, and it just simply goes back to love. And I had a magnificent, I've had many profound spiritual mentors in my life, which we all need, of course. And she said to me, she said she understood that when people were in severe pain and about to die, that their soul actually had already left anyway, so that they weren't really suffering to that degree. And I thought, wow, that is so beautiful. And I don't know, Sister Jenner, if you've had a life-threatening situation, but at the age of 18, I almost died. And really, this is where the platinum password that we describe in our book was actually first born, even though I didn't know it. Because in that phase of dying, I actually found myself in, rather than anxious and afraid, I found myself in a state of incredible peace. I knew I was love. I had an awareness of all of the people around me. I trusted in this process that everything was unfolding as it should. It had an integrity and strength to it. I was completely neutral. Nothing was pushing my buttons, even dying. And I felt this unity and oneness with all life. And the mindful, you know, I was so mindful of what was happening within me as me. And in fact, it wasn't even me anymore. It was like being the divine, and there was a joy and happiness to it that was so profound. And you know, later I was to understand that that was my first awakening enlightenment experience. But truly, yeah, we don't want people to have to go through something like that to have that experience, and that's why we do the work we do.
You know, one of the interesting things about waking up consciously, a lot of us talk about it, and for those who are just getting on board, which is also an audience that we attract, are people who are now curious about the waking up and the spiritual dimension, is that many people don't know what to do when they start to see things differently, when their eyes no longer can look at their spouses with disdain, but they say, I forgive you, I release you, this is about me, I've got to do the work on myself. So what happened after you did your wake-up call? Was there a particular process that your life started to move towards that kind of kept you awake, or did you go back to sleep?
No, well, it was quite interesting in that my mother was killed 2 months later. She was only 41.
Wow.
And I had to leave school and jump into the family fashion business. And within 2 years, from 18 to 20, I had helped my father sell the business. I had had another life-threatening surgery, and I married a man 10 years older than me. And I can tell you that 7 years later, I had been having spiritual experiences during that time, but I actually got up the courage to leave what had become an incredibly abusive marriage. And when I did, I knew I was in trouble, and I thought, okay, what am I going to do? And that's when I really discovered meditation. And honestly, there's many turning points in our life, and obviously almost dying and all of these other things were big turning points. But when I discovered meditation and I started sitting in the Geelong Christian spiritual church every Thursday night meditating in this healing circle, my life changed entirely. It's when I understood that I could actually master my own frequency. And that was the thing that changed my own life, and that was what put me on a trajectory that ever since then from 27, like almost, you know, four decades later, I have spent my life diligently seeking out the spiritual masters, teachers, my own inner guidance to come to this place where I could be my own mentor and help people be their own mentor as well. Yeah.
Now that's fantastic to hear. It sounds like you just have that natural innate resilience about this incarnation. And I want to talk about our friend Jack Canfield. And when he endorses something, he doesn't play. And he wrote a very impressive foreword to your new book, which we want to talk about today, Codebreaker. He raves about the system that you've created to help to clear unconscious blocks. Now, what is your background and mission? And how did you feel when Jack was like, come on in, I want you to teach my staff because they're not even listening to me?
Okay. Well, so the answer to the first question is that I know that I have come here to help empower people to change their frequency so they can show up as the best version of who they are, free from the unconscious programs that stop them from having the happiness, the love, and the success that they've come here to experience. So that's the answer to that one. And with Jack, I met Jack almost 6 years ago, and within 5 minutes of meeting him, he looked at Daniel and myself and he said, oh, I know you too. I want to work with you. And from that moment forward, I actually became his spiritual mentor and coach. I'm his go-to person when he's got an unsolvable problem. And then, yes, he brought us in to work with all of his staff, which was a natural progression because he'd already had me work with his family. And then we co-facilitate with Jack at his major live events, and we're actually teaching at his next event, which is a cruise in March. So the reason why he does this is because he has found that he can unravel all of these incredible things because he's one of the best teachers on the planet. And he understands business. He understands humanity. However, he understood that he couldn't access the unconscious. And when he talks about manifesting the life you want and the success principles, he realized that the people that he was teaching could get so far, and then they came up against these sabotaging blocks. And so what he has us do is go in and find the event, emotion, and decision that is in the unconscious. In other words, it's hidden from them. They've got no idea that this is creating a negative life pattern, and this is the thing that's stopping them from having this incredible life. So, and actually, it's the thing that's stopping them from being able to reveal the perfection that they are, because I know that everyone is a perfect divine being. But we can't find that perfection. We can't see it, feel it, and experience it whilst our unconscious is running our show. And that's why he uses us all of the time. And we have a brilliant relationship. You've obviously met him. And what you see on stage is what you get in his home. And the authenticity and integrity of his work is just so profound. And it's really exciting to work with leaders like that. I work with a lot of them in this country and around the world. And that they all have something in common that is so incredible. And that's all know that there is another level, and then there's another level. There's something else to reveal about themselves.
Yes. Bring out a totally agree with that. But that's what I love, because there is something about the curiosity aspect here, and there's a humility in actually being open to knowing that there's more to learn, there's more, you know, to let go of and then embrace something new. You know, the subtitle of your book is Discover the Password to Unlock the Best Version of You. How do we go about discovering that password? I have to unlock 30-something passwords on my programs. And I told my staff, can't we just use one password that can just get into all of them? And, of course, our tech genius is like, oh, you don't want to do that. That's how the hackers can get into all of your accounts at one time. Mm-hmm. And I say, but there's no way I'm going to remember 34 passwords. And then I realize, is that the same for us? Do we need a password for specific areas in our lives? Or is it just one password to access all of it?
Well, this is why you know, Codebreaker is so exciting because it reveals a system where it is one password, but it has eight aspects to it. So if you imagine your true self, the divinity, the perfection that you are, it has eight high frequency aspects, and they are love, awareness, trust, integrity, neutrality, unity, and mindfulness. So you've got this beautiful octave of high frequency beingness states. And when we're living in those states, we are actually living in a state of enlightenment. We're living where people and things and events don't push our buttons, where we can be the silent observer of our own thoughts, where we use inquiry when we get off balance and emotional and go, okay, why am I worried? Oh, okay, this is the worry and the anxiety is a signpost that means I've got to get back into trust. Because each one of those high-frequency parts of the platinum password, they all have corresponding low-frequency blockers to them. So, you know, for peace, for instance, the core block of peace is unforgiveness. So if you have an event, a situation, something you've said or done or someone else has said or done and that you can't forgive it, you still feel resentment about it, guilt, shame or blame. I mean, these are the big ego mind killers. Like these are the things that really separate us from who we really are. And so if you can recognize, oh, I'm just not forgiving here, I'm never ever going to have peace. And if I don't have peace, then the rest of Platinum's not going to work for me. When you read Codebreaker, and we also created a journal to go with it because this is such a comprehensive system. It's so easy and simple. But as you go through it, you're asking yourself and you're delving deep into your unconscious, into why you do what you do. And this reveals these aha moments. You know, that one of the main reasons why Jack and Patty started working with us was because they had had a business problem for 20 years and their people had thrown their hands up and said, no, we can't help you with this. And they got us in to do a VIP session with them. And within 4 hours, they just looked at us and went, oh, okay, so now we can get on with working together. Now we can keep creating this business. Now we can help more people. And it was so quick and easy, and they wanted this system. You know, how do we do this? We want to do this. So the book is really, it's our legacy work. It's saying to you here, this is one password. Yes, there are eight aspects to it, but when you start to master these, you are going to be living a very, very different life. In fact, Sister Jenna, I know that you know this, that when you are on that frequency, when you're vibrating at platinum, for instance, success and happiness, joy and relationships are simply magnetized to you. People can't help it because you are emanating this energy that is so magnetic and so beautiful. I'm sure you've had this happen to you. Daniel and I have walked into rooms or we've sat down somewhere and people have come up to us and said, what's happening? What's going on? Because they can feel this incredible energy of love and of platinum.
So I've got a question. I've got a friend of mine who currently she's struggling with information coming out on her publicly that could destroy her whole career. How does she overcome it? Every day she goes into work, she's scared to turn on the radio or the television. When she goes home to her husband, she's scared for her husband and her kids to hear what's going to happen. She's scared about the way other people are going to look at her throughout her whole life. And all of that fear has just consumed her, but she continues with her fundamentals. How does a book like yours actually help her? What tools would you offer her to somehow deal with what might happen or might not? What's the best advice you'd give someone like her?
I would definitely go to chapter 2, love, straight away, because fear blocks love. And so when she's in fear, she's actually stopped loving herself and loving the process and trust. You know, she's in worry, so she needs to trust. So actually, I would get the book and start reading it. In her case, I mean, this is pretty, because she's so high profile and because there's so much going on there, I would have to say to you, one of the things that I would want to do if I was working with her, apart from reading the book, is I would want to go in and find out why this sabotage is happening. Like, what actually happened? Has she been super successful in the past and abused power? What, you know, what has actually happened where she's almost punishing herself in this moment? And I would clear that out entirely. And once that's done, she would no longer worry about what's going to happen. She'd have equanimity with it. She'd no longer have fear for her children and husband, because she'd be able to speak to them in a way that they can understand her. And with her being neutral, that would create a situation where they simply would stop worrying as well. So I would say get her into this place of trust, where she stops worrying, get her back into love big time, so that we start dissolving the fear and really find out what the event, emotion, and decision is in her that has created
okay.
the situation.
So I'm going to be the angel's advocate here, because you and I both know that when the situation is so close to us and the vibrations of attachment is swirling through every bit of our conscious being, we know we're supposed to do that, but sometimes the power isn't always there. And I'm just going to extend a little bit. I'm just going to go a little bit further. In your book, there are a lot of images of puppies. And I just love puppies. And all seem to refer to a little thing called the ego puppy. So is that what sometimes accentuates our fear when life begins to just unfold itself? Who or what is an ego puppy? Am I an ego puppy? Is she an ego puppy? Is that why all the fear is going on through her? And
every single one of us was born with an ego puppy, and
My puppy has a lot of ego, but I don't know. Our little Happy, which is the mascot for America Meditating Radio, she's got so much attitude, and she's got that ego. I'm all that. And I look at her, I go, no one here has taught you that. Where did you get that from?
Yes. So what happens is, just imagine that we're going to talk about the ego mind now, not the divine mind, the ego mind. And we're saying, listen, integrity means wholeness, right? So we don't want to kill anything. What we do want to do is